Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute, reporting from the OECD Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I'm here with Jacqueline Maleko, who works for the Ministry of Trade and Industry in Tanzania. Earlier on in this session, we were discussing how Aid for Trade has benefited developing countries. In discussion, you highlighted the importance of ensuring informal workers are included in Aid for Trade. Can you tell us how Aid for Trade can include informal workers as a priority?
Yeah, thank you very much. As I said during the meeting, if you're talking about development and you don't talk about the informal sector, which is predominant in our countries, you are leaving a big part of the population away. As you know, the informal sector, over 70% in the informal sector, they are women. So if you talk about development leaving the informal sector, it means you have also left the majority of women who are in the informal sector. And with women, you are also involving the youth, because majority of the youth who are dropouts from school, who are from colleges, who are not finding work in the formal sector, they're joining the informal sector. So, and the informal sector is growing at a very fast rate because of employment in the formal sector is shrinking due to technology and due, of course, to cost saving. Most of the organizations, they are trying to merge jobs so that they can be cost effective. So, Aid for Trade, which really means is meant to bring development in our countries, must also have a benchmark of how this Aid for Trade have impacted the informal sector in their small way. There's a notion that when you talk about informal sector, they want to assist them to formalize. No, you have to recognize the informal sector, which is substantial and with no statistics. So even in our budgets, they are normally left out simply because there are no statistics. But Aid for Trade must have a benchmark of how it has impacted on assisting the informal sector to increase, so that from the increase, they can themselves decide to become formal or to expand in the informal way. So it is for this reason that I really said, if there's Aid for Trade and you leave this segment, you have left a big segment, and poverty alleviation is there to stay if you don't address the informal sector, which constitute majority of women and youth who are employed.